الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ويسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذى فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهرن فإذا تطهرن فأتوهن من حيث أمركم الله إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson, we read the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, or where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited intermarriage بين المسلمين والمشركين, between the Muslims and Mushriks. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now introduces a new set of ahkam, and these laws are pertaining to hayd, menstruation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they come to you and they question you, they ask you about a woman in her menses. There is an incident that is mentioned in the books of tafsir, and a sahabi by the name of Ibn Dahdah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the one who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sought some clarification on the matter of hayd, menstruation. What had happened was the Arab and the Yahud, what they would do when a woman was in her menses, they would like boycott her, stay away from her, they wouldn't eat with her, they wouldn't drink with her, and of course they would stay away from having sexual intercourse with her. So this sahabi radiallahu anhum came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Rasulullah s.a.w. about the ruling. So he inquired, he sought some clarification on the matter of hayd. Is it such that we cannot eat with our woman when they are in their menses, or we cannot drink with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, all of that is permissible. The only thing that is impermissible is for you to have sexual intercourse with your wife. Allah says, "Ul huwa adhan." Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is adha. Adha in Arabic means harm. In other words, to have sexual intercourse with one spouse during her menses, this is something that is harmful. It is an impurity. So Allah says, فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ, that just during her menstruation, stay away, keep away from having sexual intercourse with your spouse. This by no means means that a person can't eat with her, can't drink with her, can't hug his wife, can't kiss his wife. The meaning of this is, وَلَا تَقْرَبُهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ, that do not come close, in other words, do not have sexual intercourse with one spouse until they are pure, until they have purified themselves. Then Allah says, فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ, once they are pure, فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ, then come to them, in other words, you may now have sexual intercourse with your spouse from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you. In other words, this part of the verse will be explained in the next verse that is coming, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. InshaAllah, we shall discuss that in detail there. Then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn to Him, those who make tawbah. If you look at the word tawwabin, this is on the scale of mubalagha, as we say in Arabic. It doesn't refer to a person who just turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once. Rather, he's often repenting to Allah all the time. In other words, his soul, as we say, he has a penitent soul, a soul that is oft repenting. All the time he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, and Allah loves those who clean and purify themselves. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.